Nearly 70 people came out for the final public hearing on the Mat-Su Borough's budget at the Willow Community Center on Thursday. The majority of those who spoke focused on one line item, schools. Overall, the borough budget has shrunk by several million dollars, but the proposed level of funding for the Mat-Su Borough School District is the same as last year's budget. Over a dozen parents, teachers, and school administrators say that still isn't enough. Talkeetna Elementary School Principal Lisa Shelby says keeping the funding the same is essentially a cut.
Flat funding results in more cuts to the tune of $3.4 million and fewer opportunities for our kids. What I'm asking of you will take courage to put kids and families at the top of your list.
The district is asking the borough to cover that $3.4 million gap. In recent years, the Mat-Su Borough has met the request from the school district for increased funding. But this year, members of the assembly say that simply isn't possible. Here's Assemblymember Jim Sykes.
But right now, for the amount of money that is being asked for, I don't see where it is. And I've been through the budget for a little bit. There might be some, but I don't want to give people false hopes on this count.
The reason Assemblymember Sykes and others say the money isn't there is due to the borough's revenue cap. Each year, the total amount the Mat-Su Borough can raise in tax revenue has a ceiling based on population growth and the cost of living index for Anchorage. This year's budget is at that cap. Assemblymember Randall Kowalki says that means it's not a question of finding additional revenue.
So if we take money and give it to the school, it's coming from somewhere else.
With the borough in a position where it cannot increase education funding without cutting elsewhere, Mayor Vern Halter says it's critical that the Alaska legislature not carry through with a proposed 5% cut to schools as proposed by the state Senate.
That would be backwards. That would be the direction we don't want to go. They're talking about even hitting some of the student allocation funding, which would be a backwards step. That would increase the debt of our school district by several million dollars more.
There is the possibility of some increase to school funding, though not the full amount being requested. Assemblymember Dan Mayfield says the School Site Selection Fund, which currently has just under $2 million in it, is not likely to be needed anytime soon, and that the money could be moved to the school district's operating budget. Mayfield says he plans to make an amendment to move those funds when the assembly begins budget deliberations on Monday. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.